Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I wanted a red hoodie blanket, but I was only able to get a blue. I got her a purple because that's her favorite color. And bruh.
What's a hoodie blanket?
Y'all be putting y'all hoodie blanket on together to watch movies?
Yeah, that's exactly what we do, Dad. Yes.
Damn right.
Listen, I would fall asleep with that much like comfort around me. I'd be knocked out. I can't do that.
Hey, Keenan, tell the truth. Tell the truth. You'd be like putting your knees in it, like your whole legs, and just like.
Yes. I no longer need a real blanket when I lay, like when I take a nap on the couch, I put that on, I curl up in a fetal position. I'm fully like engulfed inside the hoodie blanket.
I love that.
Sometimes I put my hands inside the sleeves. So I take them out the sleeves. I just sleep inside the blanket fully. Like I'm in a womb. It's beautiful, dog.
This is literally the show I put it on.
Our house, we don't have a good heater like that. So we only have space heaters because the heater that comes with the place that we're in, it only shoots into the kitchen. That's it. It's the dumbest shit ever. So our place be cold as hell when it's cold and hot as hell when it's hot.
Space heaters are clutch because what you can do is you get the blanket and then you put it over the space heater. It fills everything up and then you close it. And then
that's also how you start a house fire, Patrick. This is why, nobody lets you house sit for them. Nigga, you just said the most elementary way to start a house fire ever.
I have
to that's probably why you have moved so many times. You don't burnt down every house because of that damn blanket snuggy hoodie thing.
Look at Patrick was like, and that's why gasoline is so cool because you could basically set anything on fire with it. Like, what are you talking about? Serial killer?
Right.
Nah. Patrick, that's one of the best investments I've made for real in a sense of clothing that I've made in years.
Uh-huh. No one has had any regrets about it. It's pretty fire. Keon, jump on this wave, man.
I don't do cuddle up shit.
And here's the thing, like I run hot. I normally run hot, but that right now, I mean, cause we have heated blankets in the crib for her. Like she loves heated blankets too. Mm-hmm. So we got both. But I mean, when it gets cold in here, it gets freezing in our crib.
I like
perfect.
It cold. My family doesn't, but I love it cold, man.
I don't know any women who like it cold. It's only men. Why are
there's not a single woman on earth who like it cold?
Well, I don't understand that.
I think for us, a lot of us do run hot, so we want it.
Why?
I think this is a lot of our.
We're not anemic like you guys. That's why.
Evil that spews within y'all just heats you up from the core.
No, I mean that's your cold heart. Cold. Yeah. Your cold soul, and I mean, I'm pretty sure it's also a little bit of losing blood monthly, but that's the main reason is your cold heart.
Damn, what imagine? Makes sense. Damn, makes sense. Wait, that's why y'all low iron.
I mean, it could scientifically
go through blood, we go through more blood.
Meg's picture is going a whole different way. She knows she's gonna get double.
Wait, it's a period talk.
You know what's crazy is I never ever thought about that until right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a woman tell me, she was just like, you know, she hit me with the woman-splaining, but she hit me with.
I never correlated those two things. That's actually pretty.
And it makes complete sense, and I just never thought about it.
Total sense. It makes total sense. Okay.
Ian looks like the most gangster-est gangster eating a salad. Like, who makes sure that their diet is checked before they go jump somebody? That's what you look like you're doing right now.
I'm pretty sure I saw a radish. Are there radishes in there?
Here's the thing to hear. This is a true story. Not a true story. I mean, a true statement. Part of the reason I am in shape is so niggas don't want to fight you. Like, we used to go out, like, in my 20s, when we was really, like, all lifting weights like that. When shit would jump off, we'd just take our shirts off immediately just to make the next nigga think twice. Like, maybe I don't want to.
Genius.
Niggas over there kind of buff. Because we didn't want to fight.
So I'm like, smarter, not harder, like, man. Work smarter, not harder. I get it. I ain't mad at it.
That mentality was the same mentality that I had, but I just never got big. Like, I just couldn't put the weight on. Like, I tried so hard.
What happens when somebody wants to fight still? Like, they buff too, and you're just like, wow, shit.
Well, that's when you hopefully get to a tussle and you can use the strength. Take it to the ground, hold them down. Like, we ain't got to be doing this.
Relax. Wait, does muscles automatically equate to, like, fighting good?
No, absolutely.
No, but you like, as a man, you're looking at it, you're like, if it does come, most fights end up on the ground. And if it comes to strength versus strength, I'm going to lose if I'm not. So that's why people be like, I don't want no problem with that big ass dude.
Yeah.
Most people don't actually have hands for real.
Yeah.
Like, for real hands? No. They go for that one knockout swing. If they miss, their stamina's dead. Keon right. Got stamina. So Keon gonna probably win a lot of fights off stamina. The nigga just gonna be like, Keon will be like, all right, cool. I lasted.
Tired immediately.
Did you win a lot of fights?
Who?
You.
I only had like maybe 3 fights outside of family members. And those were like more like jumpings. And I feel like my team won. But I didn't.
Wait, yeah, the
like we got in a fight at the skating rink. It was like 5 of us and like 5 of them. And then we got in a fight at my cousin's school, Lansdowne.
Fighting at the skating rink is a very funny venue, but keep going.
Oh, man, no. It wasn't nothing funny about it, because, like, this was on a Friday night joint where, like, people was dancing. They didn't really go to skate. And so, you know, you got lockers at the skating rink, so they would put socks. I mean, they would put locks in the socks, and they would use that as a weapon.
Shut up,
I'm not even kidding you, bro.
Hear about that as like a joke.
That's an actual. You put a lock, like a combination lock.
I remember. I know what that is.
And tie a knot in it, and them motherfuckers will come up like this, getting the and then hit people in the head with it. That shit was crazy. That was a real thing.
Wait, Pat, you said you're from here, right?
Yeah.
So you ever heard? You ever been to Skateland out here?
Mm-hmm.
There was so many fights at Skateland, dog.
Skating rinks are all about fights. My dad got jumped in a skating rink in like the 40s.
You said the 40s?
I'm not old.
No, I don't know when it was, but it was before the blood sign. Let me tell you that. He said that he was skating and it was like, you know, it was like old shit. And like there was some group of guys and stuff, and he went like this because it meant A-OK back then. He went
hilarious.
Like,
yeah,
and beat his ass.
Wow.
You couldn't even be positive back then. They weren't going for the positivity. They was like, yo, who the fuck, man, telling me it's gonna be okay? Yo, get this nigga, son.
The amount of dudes I heard getting jumped in on the skating rink, not at the skating rink, like while skating, they'll kick the skates so they fall and then beat them up. I'm like, yo, that's such a cute setting to get beat up in.
And the skating rink is supposed to be a good time. Like, why are niggas so angry all the time?
You hear broke my ankle fire the whole time? Do you remember? You get
a little bit backed up. Yo, getting jumped to that song, Pat, that is hysterical.
It's always going to be an amazing song because that's all they play at the skating rink.
Bro.
That band and shit.
What song would you rather get jumped to? That is all. Golly.
That's not fun.
Jump me to war. At least it'll be like a theme song. Like,
war.
What is it good for? Absolutely. You look up and be like, say it again.
That actually is better. I'll get jumped to war.
Meg, what you want to get jumped to? Everybody loves kung fu fighting?
Don't give him that. Shut up, Pat. Actually, I would prefer who's that lady?
What? Who's that lady? While getting beat up?
Right.
It was me. I'm that lady that was going to do that.
Oh, they just beat the dog shit out of Meg. That's horrible. I feel like Meg would get
never again.
Meg would get jumped, and then she would do an assessment on how each person did that jumped her. She'd be like, let me tell you, they gonna catch you by yourself, and you gonna get jumped by yourself because you did not help while they were jumping me at all.
Whatever. Hands. You know our hands are bigger than yours to hear. Shut up.
Meg will come go to the whip and pop the trunk and get them nunchucks and come back, air that bitch out.
Air it out with nunchucks?
Meg, do you actually know any type of martial arts or anything like that? Or you just...
It's in my blood. I feel like if I have to fight, it'll just come out naturally.
Nobody just fucking does flying dragon master crane when they're fighting, Meg. That's ridiculous. That.
Yes, they do. You're not Asian. You don't know.
I'll just let it happen.
Yeah. Why y'all laughing, though? In high school, I remember a bunch of Asians got in a fight and hopped out a van with nunchucks and beat the shit out of everybody in Burger King. It was not a game. It was blood everywhere.
More than one got out with
nunchucks?
They hopped out a van with nunchucks and beat the shit out of everybody that was at Burger King. Some people, I think, was just there eating and caught a chuck.
Why?
Caught a chuck? It was like beef with somebody else.
And they were just walking around beating up people eating Whoppers?
I don't know who was actually like in the thing. I know they fought the people they were supposed to, but I think some people just caught it because they just hopped out the van. It was like a movie, nigga. They hopped out the van stopped. They hopped out the back, nigga. And just started beating the shit out of
them. And they were all like good with them? They were all like trained?
I don't know, Pat, because I ran because I'm smart. So I don't exactly know.
I was going to say, what the hell what's happening?
That's so
I was random. Like, there was, because Burger King used to be where we fought at. Like, everybody fought at Burger King. What'd you say?
Where do you get nunchucks from?
I don't know. I'm not Asian. I don't know.
No, I'm Asian. I don't know.
And the real ones hurt for real. Like,
oh, yeah.
I had plastic ones growing up.
Yeah.
I see plastic ones. Yeah, that's, man.
I'm trying to think, like, did the van have, like, a duffel bag full of nunchucks for everybody?
I don't know. I just remember it was so much. I just remember the next day, it was so much blood, like, just all over everywhere. And
the next day? Wow. I got to look this up. This got to be in the news somewhere.
Well, this is a long time ago. I doubt it. In Antioch, California, I doubt it.
What does the headline read?
Nunchuck attack at Burger King.
I'm searching it. California nunchuck attack at Burger King. Stabbing. Damn, a lot of stabbings at Burger King. Did not know that.
You know, people Burger always King was take a place shot to be.
I remember another fight. It was at Burger King. Everybody used to fight at Burger King because it was next door to the school. And I remember a big fight broke out, and the security guard, we was inside ordering, and the fight broke out, and somebody was like, "You got to get out there and do something." He was like, "Oh, I am." And he locked the doors and just sat there and watched.
wait, hold on. Wait a second. Why is it that all fights happen at like fast food restaurants, like in high school? Like at our school, it was McDonald's. Like meet me in the back of McDonald's, and niggas got beat up at McDonald's all the time.
Because you need that.
Because after school, you go to eat. You go to eat after school, and then you know niggas fight.
Bro, McDonald's.
Y'all are city kids. Because I grew up in the burbs, the country burbs, and your school is like not next to restaurants.
You were like, fight me at the cornfield.
No, you fight at the bus stop or in front of people's in the neighborhood.
People they get stocked out in front of a tractor.
Meet me at the barnyard.
Like that'll be even scarier because I feel like if you lose it, you're gonna get on that tractor. I'm gonna run you down with that tractor if I'm losing.
Right.
That's for sure.
You're chasing somebody with a tractor, they're just doing a brisk walk to get away from you, nigga.
Ours was so weird because we had LAPD, so you like people had to walk all the way to the park, which was a couple blocks down. So it was funny because it'd be like one dude's team on one side of the street and the other dude's team on the other side of the street.
Walking together.
Like, it was kind of a long walk. Like, we were just like,
walking. I was like, that's a long time to like just keep that animosity. After a block, I'd be like, man, I'm hungry. Yeah. Fuck this fight. So they were just like, I still want blood.
It was just weird because it was way too far away. And I remember one time somebody was just like, this is too long. Do it now. And the guy like crossed the street and they just fought right now. They just fought right there. We were just like, yo.
He thought about it. He was like, this is a full walk. I'm going to use all my energy up. Yeah.
I don't say angry long. So that for me, like, I don't. That's it. You get about like a 30-second window for my real anger, for my highest strength anger. After that, I'm like, oh, shit. Window.
You know what, Kenan? I realized that like really crazy people can keep that animosity for a long time. Like those people who can be like, all right, for sure, and then like hours later, like that Matt Barnes drove like 4 hours to fight Derek Fisher. Like that's a lot. Like that's a lot of time to just be like regular.
Bro, if you listening to Jeezy the whole time, it's possible
to keep it up.
On all his albums, just
you press shuffle on all the Jeezy's albums. You're like, okay, man. You pull up.
I don't have it in me, man. I don't have it in me. That like when people used to do that in high school, be like, we're gonna meet after school. I'd be like, no, we kind of got to fight now. I'm not gonna have it after school. I'm not gonna remember what you did. Like, I'm not gonna care anymore. Like, we have to do it now, or it's just we gotta
Keon, you had 6 period basketball, right? Going into after school, right? So it's like you hooping 6 period, you killing in practice. Like, nigga, I was killing in practice. Oh, I gotta still fight this.
Oh, right? You had a good day.
At least your adrenaline's already up. If you just coming off of killing it on the court, your adrenaline, this is your best chance. Now you gotta seek the person out to beat their ass.
Yeah. I had history 7th period. Like, I'm not trying to fight after history. Like, nigga.
You're all sleeping.
No. I'm hella tired. Right. We didn't learn about Malcolm X. Like, I'm not trying to do this right now.
That's hey,
brother, my brother.
brother, you are so lost.
And like a lot of people would wait, like shit would jump off in the morning and they'd be like after school. That's why like on our campus, only time it happened at Burger King is if like shit went down right before last period, because then they still had it. But if it happened like in the morning, they just fight at lunch. Like, I don't have time to sustain this anger all day.
I got a test in 7th period. I can't.
Hey, how old was y'all at y'all's last fight?
How old?
Yeah, how old were you, your last fight that you had?
I think I was 20 or 21.
I don't even want to say.
He's like, yes.
I mean, like a physical, it could be family too.
Yeah, but physical altercation.
Shoot, like 32, something like that.
You snapping with your family at 32?
Problem starter, man. This nigga's
no, it was you know how when you have death in the family, a lot of times like people's energy is just off. So yeah. Everybody's sensitive. So it was like me and my brother, we were just talking, and he said something. I'm just like, there was cracking at
the funeral.
No, I didn't have the funeral. We was actually at her house because we were staying in her house where her daughter was.
Oh, okay.
So we just like the energy was just like off, and he just said something because I felt like he was maybe being a little too insensitive or whatever the case may be. And then I just we just started scrapping, dog.
Did you lose?
Keenan, did you lose? Talking about, I don't even stay angry that long. This nigga teed off on his brother
at a funeral.
You want to be next?
It wasn't at the funeral. It was in the house. So
let's say the funeral. It sounds better.
I said at the repast. Everybody else is fixing the plate. This nigga's fixing his hands around his brother's neck. That's his.
Well, I mean, it's my older brother, so I didn't. I ain't gonna say I got the W, but I ain't gonna say I took an L either.
That's funny. But start the fight and lose.
You mother.
You wake up like, no, I forgive you.
I forgive you.
My bad.
It's all good, bro.
Sorry. Did you learn your lesson?
Great place for us to jump right into this first topic. We're gonna do that right after this.
I know y'all know what's going on. Days starting to get a little bit longer. Sun's coming up early. Getting a little warmer. Spring is just around the corner, all right? And that means it's time to get your lawn on track. Now, I know I know the last thing anyone needs or wants is another complicated or toxic lawn product. However, Sunday isn't just another lawn care product. It's a customized lawn plan that works with nature, all right? They take all the guesswork out of it. You ain't got to worry about that. They also take out the unwanted chemicals so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for people, pets, and the planet. One of the reasons I love Sunday is because I don't have a green thumb like that. I've watched a couple HGTV shows, picked up a couple pointers, but I still don't know what I'm doing. I love how easy it was to set my Sunday up. All I had to do was go online, put my address on, and Sunday uses the soil and the climate data to create a tailored nutrient plan. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm glad they did all their work because I didn't know what I was doing. Sometimes I still don't. But with Sunday, they take all the guesswork out of it for you. Sunday is made with ingredients that you can actually pronounce, like seaweed, iron, and molasses, so you can grow better and feel better about it. And Sunday explains exactly what you get and why. And everything is waiting for you at your door when you need it. All I had to do was attach a ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose and spray. Lawn care used to take up a whole day. You remember your parents waking you up early to help them go outside and get to... Listen, now it takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, this stuff really works and my grass looks greener than ever before. So let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/squad to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/squad.
First topic of the day, would you rather be an infamous villain or an unknown superhero?
A what kind of villain?
A what?
An infamous villain or an unknown superhero.
I'm already an infamous villain, so I'm going to go with the other one.
That is true, Meg. You have a dark side that people have seen, and they did not
Meg is going to go from us to Gotham. She's going to be like, this is boring. I need more of a challenge. An infamous superhero, so like a villain that's...
Infamous villain.
A villain that's famous.
Mm-hmm.
For bad things.
Bad stuff.
Or a superhero that nobody knows about.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like Bruce Willis when he was that superhero. What was that?
The Glass.
The first one was the Unbreakable, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was just like a regular body ass superhero.
So do you mean nobody knows the hero or nobody knows the because most heroes are secret on the DC side, you know?
Well, like nobody even see, like, you know, they know that Batman, they don't know his identity, but they know he's saving stuff. But on this one, you wouldn't even be around. Like, they wouldn't even have footage of you actually saving something. They would just be like, oh, this was, you know, the train stopped on its own, but you really were the person that stopped it and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, that. Ooh. For sure, that. Because I feel like you that gives you a lot of leeway. I think that. Because like in Marvel, none of them have secret identities. Everybody knows who they are. So that kind of gives you the pressure. And I feel like if you're a hero that nobody knows about, not only will the government leave you alone, but it's like you can just live a regular life. And you don't have to save everybody.
That's like Superman.
What? No, everybody knows who Superman is.
No, they don't. He's an unknown superhero. He can live his life as Clark Kent and nobody would know that he has Superman.
No, that was my original question. They don't know they don't know who Superman is, but the whole world knows Superman. You know, like when Superman saves somebody, like, oh, there's Superman.
There's footage of him flying and stuff. This hero, there would be no footage of you. No one knows that you exist. No one knows that you're doing the good deed. You move in the darkness and help people.
Basically Goku. Hey, what up, baby Keon? Hey, was it,
you know what would be crazy? If you were a hero, but you had planned a vacation and you was like, I'm not doing anything on this vacation. You get to the resort and you see a robbery happening, you be like, I said I wouldn't go do it.
And that's the thing. Nobody would be like, yo, Tahir, come on. Somebody, there's a burning building.
It's like on, Book of Eli in the beginning. when the bikers had grabbed that chick and he was doesn't concern you. Doesn't concern you.
Hey, that was a messed up scene though. He was just like, let me read. And she's just like, help! She's like just ignoring it. Nah.
The only thing about the superheroes, like, you couldn't be in a relationship, though, like, at all.
Nah, at all.
If you're unknown or period?
Yeah, because you, if you're unknown, right, and you just up and leaving, your girl be like, where you going? You're like, I just gotta, you know, you ain't gonna tell her. And then she can be like, this nigga cheating. You know what I mean? It's gonna be hella annoying.
The bruises, too. You come on with all these bruises. Like, what is going on? Like, first rule of Fight Club, we can't talk about Fight Club.
Right. Oh, wait. You, people around you can know, though. There's nothing that says that people around you can't know. It's just that on a
nobody main, is going to keep
that's not that unknown secret. Then, Pat. You can't say you're an unknown superhero, but you let a couple people in. Like, no one can know. Yeah.
What you mean? There's hella unknown people that only a couple people know about.
That's not unknown then. It's just a couple. You got a hella people that, like, most
small
people
small circle.
Well, here's the worst thing about that, what Keon said about the relationship. You can't even tell the truth because there's no footage. That was me. I'm telling you, that was I right. stopped the train. Nigga, where's the footage?
Hey, why would you need footage? If you can start fire, just be like, no, that person is me. And they'll be like, oh yeah, that is you. Holy shit.
They'd be like, yeah, right, nigga. You always need footage, bro. You always need some type of proof.
Not if you're going out around the room.
But she's gonna be like, how I know that wasn't another superhero then? How I know that was an Invisible Man? Or whatever the
How
case
did you guys go straight to cheating? What about we're superheroes?
Yeah, because that's where they go. That's where they go.
Right. You've been gone. You keep leaving all these unexplained absences. You coming back with bruises.
I'm answering the world. Question. I'm answering the question based on their crazy. Since I already know how they operate, I'm just like, I can't.
Leon, with great power comes great responsibility. If you in that situation, Spider-Man didn't have no girl. He was chasing Mary Jane for 10 plus seasons.
Spider-Man had some chicks, man.
Batman had chicks, but like he didn't have time for none of them. You got responsibility. We got to save the world. Forget these. Forget the chicks that are like, where are you going? You are
out. That's another reason why I think I'm gonna go with the villain, because it ain't as much responsibility. I can pick and choose when I decide I wanted to blow shit up. Other than that, I could be chilling and just, I'd be like, it's Tuesday. Let me
You're avoiding prison.
Huh?
Avoiding prison.
Not if you're
but I'm really good at this, so I'm not worried about it.
The Joker kept getting out of jail. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It
doesn't
matter what he was trying to blow up the whole city of Gotham, all the residents of Gotham, and Batman was like, I still can't kill him. It's like, nigga, I'm good. I'm gonna get out in 2 weeks.
He only lived because his arch nemesis had some crazy moral fixture with killing him. If it was anybody else, Superman would have killed Joker in the first episode, and then there would have been he would have moved on to another city. So
Superman was another one that didn't really kill people too. He just beat him up. He didn't really kill people like that.
Who?
Superman.
Yeah, he didn't kill nobody.
His thing was, if it came down to it, I think if his hand was forced, it was like life or death, he would. But a lot of the heroes in general, their ethics and moral code
right.
don't kill at all.
So if I'm a villain and I know these losers got morals, I'm wilding out. What's the worst you're gonna do? Throw me in jail? My friends is in there, nigga. Let's go.
Right, but then you also get blamed for stuff that you didn't do because people are like, you're just bad. You know what? We're gonna say it's Keon that did it.
That's why.
But if I'm a super villain, I don't care.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That's better. Add to his resume.
And then no, because then you got added beef that you didn't start. Because then somebody could say, oh, he did that to Superman and it wasn't you. Now Superman mad at you.
I feel like infamous people aren't worried. Infamous people aren't worried about beef. They're infamous.
Yeah, they're infamous villains. This ain't Johnny from Third Street. This is an infamous villain. And it's like,
become infamous. Like, how bad do you have to be like, all right, you're infamous now? Do you have to be famous? Is it like famous for shitty reasons?
Yeah. To be honest with you, I would pick the superhero, and what I would do is I would start all the beefs so the infamous hero would have beef with, I mean, the infamous villain would have a bunch of beef with people. So I'd just be starting shit. Since you don't know it's me, I'll be just starting a bunch of shit. And then the infamous be like, that wasn't even me, dog. I swear, I want to be famous for this shit, but I didn't do that.
I have a couple theories about a couple superheroes. Like, I feel like Superman vibrated so fast that nobody knew what his real face looked like. So that's why when they saw him, it's kind of like everybody sees something different, and that's why he could get away with just a pair of glasses.
You thought he was just vibrating at his cubicle all day?
No. Only when he was Superman. Only when he was Superman. He was just like, just moving at a...
That's the excuse they tried to give him, Black Lightning. That's what they said was like
he seriously? Was,
yeah, like they said his powers distorted his face so people couldn't tell. And I was like, this is the dumbest costume. This nigga still has his beard, nigga. Like, I know it's you. I can see you. Principal Jefferson, it's you. I was in detention yesterday. I know it's you.
Yeah.
And they like said his face or whatever they had distorts it.
It's weird that all black superheroes are black something. I don't like that. It's like black.
Would you rather they be white something? White Lightning?
No, just this. Just the just thing. It's not white Wolverine or white Batman. The white Wolverine. Like, we don't get any of that.
Here's my other.
Oh, like Cyclops. What's his name? I mean, not the Cyclops. The one, the DC guy with the eye.
Cyborg.
Cyborg. Yeah, he's just Yeah, he's not black Cyborg.
Luke Cage, he's just a regular ass name. His name is Luke Cage. He went by his government. Like, fuck it, I'm out here. What you want to do?
Two good examples. Can we move on?
Here's my theory about Batman. Batman is so rich that he got bored and funded the villains so they could commit crime just so he would have something to do.
Wow.
Because... here's the thing. If he's as rich as he is, he could, like, hire more cops or hire private security to, like, man the streets and clean up Gotham, but he won't do it. He just needs to do it. He has a superiority complex where he has to feel like he has to solve the crime.
You know what's crazy?
I feel like to counter that theory, I feel like he just knows police are trash. So I might as well just do it myself because I've lived on this earth and they suck.
Police are so trash, they built a bat signal. Think about
right.
that. They built something to just be like, oh, is there a call? Help. Help us, please. Whoever you are. but you know what's crazy? Bruce Wayne isn't as rich as people think he is. They actually have a net worth on him. He's only worth $9.2 billion, which is a lot of money. But if you think about him owning the whole city and the bat suit and the Batmobile, you'd think it's a lot more. And Tony Stark is only $12 billion. So if you think about it, Jeff Bezos is like crazy richer than Batman and Tony Stark.
Yo, what if Jeff Bezos is a superhero?
He can be. By this math, he can
get it. Because there's a lot of crime, okay? There's a lot of bad stuff happening. He's a terrible superhero.
Not in his city, wherever he live at, but the crime is low.
He probably lives in a gated community where he is the only resident of that.
That's where he was.
You gotta go out of there to shop. You gotta go out of there.
Imagine I would do that though. That would be a dope superhero. You like protecting a gated community or just a place not that much crime, anyways.
That'd be dope, chill.
It's just not that much. You're basically neighborhood watch with powers.
you don't even have to use your powers. You just got a flashlight with a strong beam on it.
I'll be using it. If I got flight and fireballs, I'm hitting these kids with these fireballs. You try to TP a house, pow, you're gonna get blasted.
But you have a $1 billion suit on with hella tech and you're just stopping TPing kids. Like, get out of here, you.
let's put it to a vote. Would you guys rather be an infamous villain or an unknown superhero?
I am a mother, so I am actually an unknown superhero. Every day of my life, on 3 hours of sleep, I can wash clothes, fold them, get the kid ready, cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner, clean a house, and work a full-time job.
You sound like a regular parent. That's what you sound like.
Right.
Okay.
Like a regular parent.
And all of us are superheroes, so unknown superhero for me.
That was wholesome. Okay.
What about you, Pat?
I'm going unknown superhero. I'm not trying to kill people.
Okay. Keon?
We gotta kill people just to be a villain? I thought we could just kill stuff.
Be a villain?
Yeah, you gotta kill people.
No, you could be a villain just by stealing. I could be breaking it
off. Yeah, like, why can't I just rob, like, the government?
Ain't no robber's been considered a villain. That's not...
Nigga, I'm stealing...
Yes!
Ocean's 11 guys, they were villains?
Yeah!
And we rooted for them.
They were thieves.
That's
thieves
a villain.
Villains
can be thieves.
Name one.
In a lot of these cartoons, the villains ain't killing nobody. They're just doing a lot of heists.
No, but they be trying to take over the world. They be blowing up stuff. They just can't kill people because it's a cartoon. But the villains be doing. Listen, stuff.
Just because I take hostages don't mean I intend to kill them. I just need to get more attention,
leverage, all that.
I don't. Do y'all know any famous villains that did nothing but robbery?
Didn't Joker do robbery?
Despicable Me. He just stole monuments and shit.
Is he a villain? Is he a villain, you think?
Yeah, he's a villain for sure.
Him and the minions? He had a whole gang of minions.
That's he was the world's most famous villain.
And he just did robberies? I didn't see it.
He was like, he'd be like, wake up and be like, I'm going to take the Eiffel Tower today. Like, he was just doing shit like that.
Okay. Carry on.
What about you? Another good example for Pat?
I've never seen it. I just wanted to know an example. All right. Well, there you go. You can be a villain and just rob. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think I'm going with the villain because I would just like for fun. And I would only like my villainy would be based on like rich white people too. That would be the joy of it. Like I'd be like, oh, y'all living fine over here? Let me just, this is mine now. They'd be like, God damn it, put our 1%. Like I would just do that shit all the time.
What about you, Keenan?
Keenan, I made a great argument at the end with the, you know, just taking from rich white people and stuff like that. That's a good argument. Yeah.
I agree. I was already going to pick villain, but now I'm definitely going with villain, and my name is going to be Dr. Reparations, and I'm taking all of these people to give it back.
That still ends in prison just because your own...
I don't care, Pat. You heard Keon. All my friends are already there.
Y'all don't care about prison?
Why do you think every villain don't go to prison?
And when they do, they get out because they're infamous villains. That means they own the police. They
I got the guards on the payroll.
Somebody
nigga.
Coming to break them out. Like they don't go to like regular.
I ain't no 2-bit villain. I'm a world.
Right. I'm an infamous villain. About me I got my whole. I'm in the D wing by myself. They bring me. I got a private chef in there. Like
D wing. That was really specific.
Nigga, like, as a villain, I'm wanted in like in 12 different countries. That's an accolade. I put that on my resume.
Right. Mm-hmm. You wanted by the United Nations. You ain't tripping.
Yeah, nigga.
That's true. Prison might be lit. Everybody in there looks up to you and stuff.
Right. You know what I mean?
I ain't got to do nothing. They just bring me coffee in the morning, nigga. You know what it is.
Like, when I get out of here, I'm going to give you a job. They'd be like, for real? I'm going to look out for you, Big T-Bone. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what you got, Keenan? Who you going with?
I'm gonna go with the superhero, but I'm not going to stop Keon and Tahir. I'm never gonna stop them. Every time I see them, I'm gonna be like, oh, hey, do what y'all gotta do, brothers. And then
we're gonna stay out of his gated community. But all the communities adjacent, we fucking all that shit. I'm breaking in everything. Everything. Okay.
And I'm not like I wouldn't do nothing in no black communities. Nothing like I'm just tearing up rich. White shit, government. I'm stealing stuff from government just to make them nervous.
Oh, what? I'm going to Keon's old college in Montana with all the white folks, and I'm taking all the drugs. I ain't fucking at the black eye, but I'm fucking. Oh man, Montana's about to get hit with so much dope.
Oh my god, hilarious! You bring
actually to here they do meth there, so you have to.
I know. I just didn't want to be too on the nose because I did a video about them having the biggest meth problem. I already knew about it.
That'd be hilarious,
South Dakota. So
I knew right, nothing but that's about like,
that is villainy. Flood Wisconsin with crack. That's hella villainy.
The heroes have it on that one. We're gonna jump right into this next topic right after this.
Hey, what's up, people? This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew, okay? Because Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. That's what we're talking about, people. A little sex? Everybody like it, okay? Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED, okay? Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, okay? It ships right to your door in a discreet package. Nobody all up in your business. And the process couldn't be simpler, okay? You sign up at BlueChew.com. You consult with one of their licensed medical providers. And once you're approved, you'll receive a prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online, okay? Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and the strength of your prescription. Right? Let me get. Dear, I don't like swallowing pills. No problem. Blue Chew's tablets are chewable. That's right, chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are also made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct. So it's cheaper than going to a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. But I have a really special deal for all our listeners. I want you guys to try Blue Chew for free. That's right, for the free, when you use the promo code SQUAD, S-Q-U-A-D-D, at checkout. Then you just pay $5 for shipping. That's right, just $5 for shipping. One more time, head on over to BlueChew.com. Use the promo code SQUAD to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Next topic of the day we have, would you rather give up all dairy or give up all meat?
That's tough for me because I'm already pretty much there. I'm damn near vegan, so.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, this don't even count for you then.
Here's the thing. I be eating cookies.
That around was so real, dog.
I be eating a lot, but my issue is that I can't resist cookies right now. So for me, I eat cookies and then lobster. So meat and dairy wise, those are the two things that I will still eat on both of those sides. And
there's really good vegan cookies. If you go to Trader Joe's, they have these chocolate chip cookies. You would never be able to tell that they were vegan.
Here's the thing, you're right, man. There's a couple of vegan cookies that I love. But they are better than real cookies with dairy in them. They're just not.
I'm telling you, these cookies are.
Meg is one of those people like, no, you just haven't tried the right vegan mac and cheese. Like, there is no right vegan mac and cheese, nigga.
Shut up, here. We all know. Let me tell you something. We all know you're picking. It's going to be hard.
I don't care what you're saying, Meg. Let me tell you something. Vampires, they could have ate cows and cats and shit like that. They wanted the real deal. It's the real deal. All of that shit is like the vegan shit. We want the real deal. There is no
good. You're talking about vampires?
Yeah, vampires.
Like they wanted the real deal like humans?
Yeah.
No, because in they don't have to have human blood. They can have other blood.
They don't have to have it, but they like the thrill of it, nigga.
He's saying they want the cream of the crop. They don't want the blood. Yeah,
they could have been going
to blood. Why is our blood better than animals?
They could have been going to blood banks, but they wasn't. They was like, nah, nigga, humans.
No, they weren't. And one with Bella and
That shit don't count.
Twilight?
It does. Because they were doing so that he wouldn't eat her blood. They did like blood.
It was glittery and shit. That don't count.
Yeah, exactly.
Twilight does not count in the world of vampires.
Meg just likes to play devil advocate, even if she knows it sound dumb.
Shut up, Tahir. You're never giving up meat because you got a fat back.
This is true, nigga.
I don't know, because like one is cheese, right?
Yeah.
All dairy. So not just cheese, like milk, creamer, ice cream, everything.
There's good substitutes for all of that. That's why I don't really have dairy in my house except for cheese, but I can get rid of that.
Dairy, the only thing I would miss is cheese, right?
I mean, you don't
there's no good pancakes? I mean, cheese is great.
You don't eat pancakes or waffles, nothing like that?
Of course.
Yeah, but you can make that's those different. Vegan very easily.
But what I'm saying is, Meg, is that me being pretty much, I would say like a 95% vegan, the pancake wise, there's not regular dairy pancakes and vegan pancakes. Come on, man. Cookies.
I'm telling you, I've made them to where they, no, and I'm telling you.
But what's in a pancake that's dairy though?
That's meat.
That would be considered, I thought milk would be considered
both. Pancake mix, you just add water.
Yeah.
Pancake mix. No,
but even you make pancakes from scratch, it's like a bunch of flour. It's not dairy.
It's milk. You got to put milk in there.
I feel like I have my answer is I would rather give up meat just because it's not an ingredient. Like dairy is an ingredient in a bunch of things that makes it good. And adding cheese to almost anything, including meat, makes it a lot better. So I feel like, especially with all of the, I wouldn't have given up meat 10 years ago because the options were trash. But now that they have like a lot of really good vegetarian and vegan options that I like, and they're kind of on the cusp of making like a new way to make meat. Like they just 3D printed the first steak. I don't know how I feel about that, but we're on the right track. So if they start making things that are like meat substitutes with science, I feel like meat is going to be easier to miss.
I mean, there's nothing that, you know, the smell of bacon in the morning, there's nothing that replaces that. There's nothing
what
that
if they 3D print. What if they 3D print a strip of bacon that smells the exact same? You eating it, Meg?
But my question is, what are they, what's the materials they're
using? So the
bacon.
The steak that was just 3D printed was using cow DNA. So they're basically genetically making these things out of cow DNA, which sounds gross, but also killing a cow and eating the muscles that used to move its legs is also pretty gross. So it's all gross. No. So I feel like if they can scientifically make something that's taste the same, why not?
You gonna grow another testicle? No,
I'm just saying, if it's safe and it tastes the same, I don't see a difference.
How you gonna know when you, as soon as the extra testicle is hanging there, you'll be like, oh well, I probably should stop eating this 3D printed meat.
I don't need my balls.
I definitely need balls.
You have an extra one, is what's gonna happen. You're gonna have three balls. You're saying
growing another one?
Yes. What if you grow another pair?
That's a career move.
First of all, growing another testicle, can you imagine how great your orgasms would be?
That's no! Busting big nuts.
You say that now, but then when y'all get to be 60 and your balls are hitting your knees, you're going to be like, wow, why do I have three?
Man, that's listen, I'm finna join the circus for a year. I'm finna cash out. The three ball beer.
Busting big nuts.
Cash out. The fuck? What are you saying, man?
Nobody wants a three nuts, okay? Just three nuts dangling. Ugly as it is.
Like, we only have two, and like, how good is it? With a third? Oh my God.
I'm finna get condom deals and all that shit, bro. They were like, for the unusual man, and they just have me and my balls. It's like, yeah.
Your dick would look like a tank at that point.
Boy, come on. I'm finna get that Dos Equis
with hell and wheels. All them wheels.
You act like three balls gonna be a bad thing. It's not like
what? Every woman is gonna be like, ew.
Wait a second here. Wait, if you had balls like elephantitis though.
No, she didn't say a big
ball. Third ball.
She didn't say you was gonna get a big ball. That's gonna be weird. Here's the thing. Anytime it's an addition, it's a plus. It's when it's less. Like if you had nine toes, that's when people are like, ugh, this nigga got nine toes. But if you got three nipples, you got three nipples. Let me see that.
I agree. I think if you had one ball, a female would say something like, ew. But if you had three, they'd be like, yo, that's crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
that I'm a female and I will tell you right now, it's not like, ooh, it's the same exact reaction.
Not in front of you though, Meg. I feel like it'd be different if
that's no, that's like saying people have extra toes and people are disgusted by it all the time. Okay.
Because
like,
regular toes are gross. Nobody's out here. Well, I guess people are sucking toes, but I don't think a six toe would get off anybody. Well, I don't know.
I'm saying it's just to his point was that an addition is not bad. And I'm like, yes, it is. It is because people will get their six toe cut off all the time.
Meg, you might be right.
Total Recall. Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger when she had
that 13
movies. Like, you got three teeth. Oh, come on.
I like that.
Whatever the price, come on. Whatever the price. It don't even
matter. I don't like the three titty thing.
Well, we don't like it. We wouldn't like it right now because we're accustomed to two breasts. If we grew up when we only saw three titties, that'd be the dopest shit ever.
Well, I feel like it's like that with anything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If our dicks split into two, like fucking Medusa snakes, and then we had like two helmets, women would probably love that if it was always like that. But if we dropped it right now, people would be
absolutely not. No,
women since the beginning of time, yes, you would.
No, that would be the norm. We're not talking about the norm. We're talking about stuff that is abnormal.
That's what I said. I said if it was the norm,
he was talking about the norm.
Yeah, he was addressing King.
I was just talking about
nobody that right wants now. That, okay? Women, one penis is enough, okay? They don't want to see two. Now I gotta wake up double the amount of times a night because you got two penises that need to be serviced.
No, women don't want double penetration.
No. Women, I take a poll right now. Women are not raising their hand and be like, yes, two penises.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we dropped it now, you guys would be like, no.
There are some people that would be adventurous. They'd be like, I want to see.
No, you're right. You're right. There will be some people that are adventurous. I'm not saying that. I'm saying majority of women are be like, no, I don't want two penises.
Listen, Meg, I'm telling you right now, even you, most people would say no initially. But then the curiosity would get the best of you. Be like, I want to see if both of them feel the same, and you'd be like, I want to try.
And if one is a different size too,
are you guys talking about them separately going in?
Oh then yeah, your little that penis ain't never gonna get no play. Your little penis never getting touched.
Man, what kind of sex you having? You just taping your dicks together and going there?
No, because in my example, it was like the thing that be fighting Hercules. It was like one dick that split into two, like the dog.
Yeah.
Like a Medusa.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. We were just, our examples were all over the place. What were we talking about?
What was the question?
I'm mad that I was over here Googling.
All dairy. Versus give up all me.
Oh wow. Oh okay. We went.
Yeah. Oh, we got here. We got here because Meg said in response
to testicle.
Your that steaks are getting 3D printed. In response, she said you were going to have three balls, and that's how we got here from the.
Okay. Yeah, so we stopped.
You want to think about it? It's Meg's fault. It's all Meg's fault.
Fine.
Wait, Keon, when you Googled three testicles, what happened? Was there people that out there with them?
I saw shit I didn't want to see, but yes, it's a rare beast.
Pictures?
It's a rare thing that happens. But honestly, seeing it, I wouldn't mind that third ball. Like, it wouldn't bother me like that. It's not that. I thought it would be way more, like, gross. But at the end of the day, like, we have two balls right now, and you really can't see them like that because our sacks is covering. So if I had a third one, nobody would really know unless I pulled the sack back. Like, you see it's the three ripples? Like, no,
it would make your sack really huge.
I can house another one. I can
house another one. Not everybody's
a really huge sack, and then your penis would look a lot smaller with a huge sack.
Well, not everybody's sack is the same size. All sacks aren't created equal.
Yeah. And not all penises either.
Man, not all balls.
Three balls is not a good thing, okay?
Yeah, two balls in the front, Meg, and then one ball in the back of those two balls. You don't even see the third ball.
That lets me know, man, listen, first of all, there are a lot of women who like going from the back, okay? And if you got three balls in your speed bag, it's hitting like...
Great points in here.
It's something different. That's
three balls in your speed
bag. Hey. Can I share my screen on these? Because I'm not getting the same look that Keon got. I just want to show you guys the picture that I got.
Hold on.
You can't be showing porn on here.
No, it's not porn. It's not porn. I wouldn't suggest this if it wasn't.
Right, if it's bad, we just gonna edit it out.
All right, this is all that I got. that's what popped up for me.
That's ridiculous.
Let's put it to a vote before we get.
I'm not like a kickstand. That looks like a tripod.
So funny.
What's the vote? Three balls or two balls? What's the vote?
We're going with give up all dairy versus give up all meat.
Oh yeah,
right. I think I'm gonna give up dairy only because I don't really eat a lot of dairy as is. And I forgot whose point it was. I've had vegan butter. I've had I drink oat milk anyways. I've had vegan options for dairy, and I don't miss and I don't eat cheese like that. So I don't really care. But I've never had a fire vegan option for meat. I've had stuff that'll do, but never fire. My wife made a full apple pie with all vegan, and it was actually better than the regular one.
Really?
Yeah, it was fire.
Huh.
So I would,
that was
I
just that was just replacing the milk and the butter in it, or is there a bunch of
she
other?
Replaced the she just it was only the butter that she had to change.
Oh.
And Yeah, the butter, and it was fire. So I was like, yeah, I'll just give up the dairy, because I right now in my diet, I really don't eat dairy.
Gotcha. That's what's up. That shit sounds stupid as fuck. I'm gonna go ahead and give up the meat though. You know what I'm saying? I ain't giving up the dairy, my nigga. I ain't giving up pizza ever. You know what I'm saying? I ain't giving up.
Oh, shit. Wait. I forgot about pizza.
I ain't giving up upside down pineapple cake. My nigga, you got me fucked up. All the way fucked up. I'm not doing it.
Damn, now I don't know.
Wait. Time out, though. What you putting on that pizza? Just all vegetables?
Yeah, I can go with, pizza. I can go with mushrooms. I can go with sun-dried tomatoes. I can go with, what is it?
Beer milk.
Banana peppers. Yeah, I'm good with that.
You go. What is this? Kevin Fredericks. What Kim convention did you leave?
He's still setting up. Anyway, y'all go ahead. While he does that, y'all go ahead.
This is tough for me because dairy makes my nose run a lot. And now I lived with Keon for years, and I left a lot of tissues in his house. I'm sure he hated me for it. So
what?
Every time. You know how people get off the couch and they'll be changing the couch? This nigga had tissues. And I'd be like, nigga.
Tissues off the couch, bro.
From what?
My nose runs a lot. It just runs because when I eat dairy, my nose, it's a wrap. So for me, I might say dairy for that reason. But same thing, my girl has made great dairy options for vegan wise and meat options. I would say besides chicken and seafood, I can deal with vegan. Vegan hamburgers are amazing. Like
That's what's up. That shit sounds stupid too. Go ahead.
Tahir, you said you're giving up all dairy or meat?
Giving up meat. I give up meat before I give up dairy.
Why? Because you can just slice a piece of bacon off your back?
Yeah, basically. That's basically what it is. That shit bomb like a motherfucker. Go ahead, man.
She was so ready for that.
I saw her setting that shit up 10 minutes ago.
You just, I hate y'all.
Bomb like a motherfucker. Get that weak shit.
You know what? I'm giving up all dairy.
Shut up, nigga.
I'm giving up dairy. I don't really eat much dairy anyway, but I will miss pizza. I will say that I have had the follow your heart shredded cheese that you put on. It actually is a good substitute for.
I don't believe you, but
I'm telling you that it's that Blaze pizza. Go try it. Actually, I prefer that. Follow your heart.
All the vegans that I know, the one thing that they say they cannot find a good substitute for is pizza. They'd be like,
telling you, go to Blaze. I found one. It's a really good option. Now, cream cheese is no substitute. I've tried every last one of
cream cheese anyway.
I got on a bagel. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. Are you serious? It's all. No, it's great. And yeah, there's no substitute for that. So I give up all dairy because I do, every now and then I do partake in a rib. I'm not proud of it, but it's very rare. But I do like a rib.
Don't feel no type of way about me. I love it.
I'm giving up.
Even when people like, I don't eat pork and shit, but if they eat bacon or they eat ribs, I give them a pass. I understand, my nigga. I understand. It's just delicious.
Bacon ain't pork, man. Forget all that.
Yeah. Bacon is cheese. Heavens. Bacon, I feel like bacon. They left the portal open and bacon snuck down to heaven. We weren't supposed to have bacon until we got to heaven. We found out about some shit that God only intended us to have when we was up there. Mm-mm. But anyway, is that everyone? Is that everyone?
I haven't said. I've changed my mind. I'm giving up dairy. I feel like I thought that there was a lot more. I'm looking at a list right now. It's really just cheese, milk, and yogurt.
It say just cheese. That's what.
No. Cheese was big. Cheese was big. I feel like there's. I would rather a cheese substitute than a steak, chicken, and seafood substitute.
All right, man. Whatever. I don't care. It looks like the meat has it, and everybody's gonna give up dairy.
Meat
punk asses. We're gonna get on to this last and final topic. Last topic of the day. We have. Would you rather have super strength, but never be able to hug someone again, versus be invisible, but always have to be naked?
Before
you guys answer, I want to make some room and welcome back to the show. We have Bruno Tartar.
Bruno Mars bar. Tahir was right there.
That would have been way better.
I don't eat Mars bars, but I know tuna tartar, so that's what did you guys. NAACP. And just take the insult.
Image Award nominated Kev on stage. If you're gonna make fun of me, please keep the.
Kev look like a vagina.
You know what's crazy?
You knew not to come on here talking about some crazy.
I rushed over here to finish this, and this is the intro.
Hey, Pat,
I thought they would be excited to have me. And
he's been telling me for years he got a fatty.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Hey,
cool.
Clit on stage.
Clit on stage.
Hello, Megan. How are you?
Oh, Megan, boy. Hey.
Yo, see here, change his name to Clit on stage, bro.
No, do your boy.
Oh man, that's
these
that's
are your really friends. Tough. These are your alleged friends.
These are my alleged friends. Don't worry. Once I win this award, my friends are changing. So
no, it ain't.
Keep it no, while it you can.
Oh, man. You look like you ordered a whole lot of those TikTok leggings. Like you can't wait for
what was what do those leggings even do? Like what do they look like?
Yeah, the way they're stitched around your butt crack, it just accentuates your cakes.
Oh,
I got some. It didn't really work.
You have to be honest, Meg. No one is surprised.
Here. Okay, what not all of us can be built like an S like you.
Me and Kev.
Kev got recorded the reaction. Everybody's recording the reaction. Everyone's like, what? Yours is just like, hey, Meg, what's going on? What's for dinner?
Oh,
you notice anything different, though? Yeah, it's colder in here. Yeah, it's a little cold in here.
Yo, that's the worst. When they don't get it, you thought they were going to get it? Hey, man, you know. You don't see it?
You're cooking dinner, like, clearly, ass out, just like... Oh, hey, honey, what's going on? Nothing. Good day. What you making?
Nothing. Are you making a meal without dairy? I heard you on the podcast. No, my pants. Oh,
back to the topic at hand, though. Would you guys
and don't make us get on this topic, man. You ain't the hall monitor.
So fat clit, Seth.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Fat clit.
Have you ever seen the people with the extra big clits? That's what Cam looks like. Like they're just the extra. He's like, sheesh.
Hey,
like
you said you look like
a
woman.
You know, clit is just a female penis?
It is. It's the same thing.
The same thing.
So if you're eating coochie, you're sucking peen, man. It's all the same.
Change your name to meat curtains instead of clit on stage.
Correct word is labia.
In high school, I knew this girl who had like a really long clit, like an abnormally long clit, and like there was this dude who like, you know what? I see how graphic this is getting as I
I'm like, so basically the guy is you because you had to have seen it to know that.
No, everybody knew this stuff.
How does everybody like, know somebody?
How did everybody know?
Because he went down on her and he sucked it and he said it was kind of like sucking a dick.
Oh.
He used the two-hand gok-gok.
What?
No.
Bro.
No.
But how did he clit though? Like did he suck it like a gun? Like did he grab it and then like
he grabbed it like this.
Oh, good lady. Did he tap it after? Like, the good lady.
The Olive Garden grater.
Why am I smoking it, Keon?
Keon hit it. He hit it and passed it.
Oh.
That's a
get
joke.
Out of here. I have a coochie.
Keon hit it like a rope.
Yo, that get out of here. I have a coochie made is rounds on the internet, bro.
Oh, shoot. Oh, man.
Oh, damn.
Bram, get out of here. I got a coochie. That, and you can't make me take dick, Megan.
You can't make me take
dick. Out of context,
don't insert me into none of this. Okay?
Out of context, those two phrases make zero sense. Out of context.
Everybody's like, I've never heard Kev say dick before, and that was the biggest thing. Let alone take dick.
Oh man. Oh, White's funny.
Oh man.
Kev, why do you have this pink suit on?
I was shooting a sketch with Tab. It'll be out by now. We did a sketch to
tell people to vote.
Yeah, to vote for the NAACP Image Award. Listen, man, I don't stand a chance against Tabitha Brown. Jesus Christ. Have you ever met a more sweet person ever? She's like,
I thought that you and Desi were the only people who would probably win.
No, Tabitha. No.
NAACP is old people.
Tabitha should win. I love Desi and Carlton and the Budgetista and myself. If Tab don't win, I would be really surprised.
Oh, I love her.
I know. Everyone loves her. I didn't vote for you, Kev, but I voted for her.
Okay, thank you.
Just playing. I mean,
did she start with the?
What'd you say, Pat?
She started with those videos like with like mukbangs or ASMR.
She got no. She started on she was doing TikTok vegan TikToks, and her videos where she'd be like encouraging people like, "Hello there, I know you're going through some sad times. It's okay."
Oh. Yes, was she the parent of somebody?
She has a daughter. Her first video was like, "Teach me how to do the thing, man. You know, renegade,
right?"
Renegade.
With her husband, right?
That was actually her brother.
Oh, okay,
it was her brother, and then her daughter. Her husband's now in her videos, but
Pat
that was only like 1 year.
Pat was like, that was like, no, actually, it was.
Pat is like, her name is Tabitha Black, right? No, Brown. Oh, yeah, I knew it was
the
color.
I was talking about the right video. Everybody thought that was the girl's parents.
Yeah, they all thought that was her parents.
Yeah.
Because that was when people posted it, it was like when your parents don't get TikTok. Okay. But nobody cares about the truth. Yeah. But nah, she had, listen, she had the biggest year. She came from, like, literally obscurity to the superstardom from March to March.
Yeah, I honestly didn't know. You know what? I still don't know what she did. I thought she was like a motivational speaker or something. I didn't know.
She is love, Keon.
She's amazing. Okay?
She's just love. She's so doggone sweet. Now she's got shooting in Chicago for a TV show. Geez, she had a great
You ever talk to somebody and, like, every time you get off the phone with them, it makes you smile. Like, her voice is like a hug.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, and it's not just over like Instagram and stuff like that. When she came to Kev's show and she was sitting up there, she was laughing. She just had a good time. You was happy that she had a good time.
Bruh.
Like, oh, right. She had a great time. She was like, "Hey, loved ones, how y'all doing?"
Bruh.
That energy? She won, bro.
She won. And she literally has more fans everywhere. And they're rabid. But I ain't tripping. I'm nominated, cuz.
Bro, matters. You are in good company.
I like Desi, too. I like Desi and Carlton and the Budgetista.
I just went to the website and you the face of the nominees. Come on, pat yourself on the back.
Right.
That's a big bat.
I knew someone was going to say that. I was trying to get the pat out of the way.
You had to do it with a notebook to pat us.
Wait, I just looked her up. She did all this in 2020?
Yes. Leon, she took off in March in quarantine. She took off.
Yep.
Oh yeah, she deserves this. I'm
that's what I'm saying. This is like, she basically had 50 Cent's album. Like, it was that big of a year for her. It's just like, bro, if you've been paying attention, nobody, like, my career has never been like a, you know, it's just been like slowly growing. She literally is the most outstanding social media personality.
Well, now I don't feel bad for not knowing who she was because she just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
She just came out of nowhere during quarantine. Well, but anyway, super strength, man, and invisibility.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What were we talking about?
So let's put it to a vote.
I didn't even think.
Would you?
You got to be naked to be invisible.
Be super strong, but never be able to hug someone again, or be invisible, but you always have to be naked to be invisible.
So wait. Let me. If you can't hug anybody, I'm assuming you can't have sex either.
I mean, you can have sex without hugging. You can go from the back.
But I'm saying hugging is way less aggressive than sex.
Yeah, but you can be rid. Somebody. You can be rid, roted, righted.
Ridded. Why don't you know the right word, Kevin?
I don't know. You never say road. You
it's road, right?
It's road.
Ridded?
Never rid. It's never rid.
Road, right?
Road.
Yeah.
You can be roaded.
You can be
roaded. I don't know if roaded is right.
I don't think you put a D on it.
Yeah, the D's already on it.
Hey.
Ridden. Ridden.
Ridden.
Ridden, yeah.
You can be ridden.
Road or ridden, yes.
Is road not a word?
No,
oh my gosh, what's wrong with y'all?
Oh yeah, she rode the meat.
Road is fine, Meg. Why did you?
I said going? Road, and then I said ridden too. Both of them. Shut
that's
up.
What I'm saying you added one. We already had a word.
Whatever. You know what? Yeah, that's, you have a big forehead, and you cover it with your stupid braids.
Mm-hmm. Meg, do you still shoot your podcast?
Yes. That's all you had to ask.
That was it.
I was just really curious at that moment.
Oh man,
that was a fun podcast. I had a good time.
I come back.
Meg had crafty.
Mommy needs a break podcast. Check me out, guys.
Mommy needs.
First of all, that question just like what asshole made that question? That's number one. Because that
to
is,
hear more. To hear
can't,
more.
Can't, I can't hug anybody. That's the best thing. When somebody's going through something, or when you're going through something, you need a hug, bro. I'd rather have the invisibility because I don't care for anybody to see the flaccid. So if I go invisible so they ain't gotta see the flaccid, that's cool with me.
That's what I was gonna ask you to hear when you come back. So do you have to get undressed to go invisible? Oh yeah, so then when you come out of it, you would still be naked.
No, you can go
when you come out of it, you can only come out of it if you put clothes on.
Right.
No, oh, you're always invisible when you're naked.
Yes, that's what he said.
No, the invisibility isn't triggered by the nakedness. It's right. Just
it's like the only time you can use it.
It's in cartoons. So if I go invisible right now, you'd see a floating hoodie and glasses. And if I would really, and then I would have to start taking all that
what?
Off.
No, that's not what he said. Here, Ray.
That's what he said.
That's what I mean. You have to be naked to be all the way invisible. Because your clothes aren't an extension of you. Your clothes are on you. So if you're invisible, if you got that on.
You didn't watch cartoons?
You said you have to be naked in order
be
to
be all invisible. The way invisible.
He's saying you can have clothes on and be invisible.
No. I can become invisible, but you would see my clothes still. So I would have to take my clothes off to be completely invisible. But that me taking my clothes off doesn't trigger. I don't have to be standing here naked and you guys see me to trigger my invisibility.
I don't understand what this question is because everyone knows.
If you wear
after you called us dummies, everybody else got the question, man.
Mm-hmm. Shut up, Keon.
Everybody else got the question.
You're shut up, Keon. You eat salads.
Because people see the clothes so they can point you out.
The only way you try salads is invisible. You know what I mean? That's what they do. Salads give you ass.
Salads don't equal ass. Squats equal ass, okay? Shut up. genetics.
You eat salad is a...
I'm a half Asian. I'm a half Asian.
You eat salad.
You eat salad.
Like a schoolyard roast in kindergarten.
Oh my god.
Shut up, you eat sandwiches.
Wait, to hear, read it again. I'm confused.
Oh my god, Megan. Keon's right. Just take it as that.
Wait, you said
you're wrong, Meg.
I'm just asking you to read it one more time.
Listen, okay.
He's saying the only way you can
still
be
invisible. But people will see the clothes. The only way to truly be invisible is if you're naked because the clothes are not an extension of you. They're just on you. Only you can turn invisible.
Here we get so frustrated with you.
Because she knows the answer. She just don't want to be wrong. You wrong. Shit.
State an opinion. I didn't state no opinion.
No, you
stupid.
Answer the question.
Shut up to
here. Up here prolonging
to
now, question.
Oh, I have a question.
Connecting your freckles. This is what I'm doing. I'm connecting them question. Right now.
If I had my clothes and I were to like hunch over them and like sit down on them, I'd still be invisible, right? Because my body would block the clothes.
Yes.
Okay. I want that.
I want that.
Yeah,
I want the invisibility.
I felt like when the question was posed, it was really easy because once they said give up hugs, I was like, thank God. Like, I don't,
you don't like people, hugs.
I don't like people.
Your sons can't hug you.
Cyborg, bro.
Your sons hug you?
No, yeah, my boy is still, but I'm already half naked all the time anyway. So what's the extra mile to go invisible? Like, no big deal.
Deon has zero emotion. I've told him plenty of stories. He'd be like,
he doesn't get Antioch, bro. It's the jungles out there.
I completely get it. I completely get it, bro.
It's like, yeah. But honestly,
now from like now where I am in life, but before I was like, please don't touch me.
Until they brought the kids, like not being able to hug my kids, that would suck. You know? Yeah. So that would suck a lot. Yeah. But being invisible is dope, though.
It is.
Yeah.
And do we really need super strength? Like, if you really like all of our chances of super strength would probably be just like things that come up here and there. But it's like in a fight, you can't use it. You'd have to tone it down because you punch somebody's head off. There's like not a lot of like practical uses for super strength.
First of all, and I don't even think my kids want to be super strong if I can't hug them. They wouldn't care about my strong. They already think I'm the strongest nigga on earth anyway. They don't know nothing. They're stupid. They're kids.
If you punch somebody's head off in a fight, word is going to get around. Nobody's ever going to fight you again.
Yeah, in prison.
Man, even still, that's what you wanted the most, nigga.
Yeah, true. No, invisibility in prison, though. Invisibility in prison.
I have a question. So for this whole...
You wouldn't need to be in prison if you were invisible.
Yeah, why? How would you get caught?
If you're invisible, you're still in prison.
They're gonna make you wear your uniform in prison, Keenan. They just gonna be like, somebody gonna be like, yeah, I fucked an invisible nigga once.
What?
You don't let that shit turn off while you naked. You in the middle of the yard.
My God.
Kick out. You a whole snack.
Bragging was like, yeah, it was one nigga hit. You know, they turned invisible. Like, what? Yeah, I fucked him.
Wait, where do you hold on? So how do you become invisible? Like you automatically like it's you're the, always invisible?
It's the same way that a person decides that they want to fly. If you can fly, you just like you use the power. You just exert it and that's
what happens. So just, like Homelander, man. He was just like, you just gotta think about it, bro, and then you'd be flying. Shut up. That's what he told his kid. That's basically what he told his kid. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
He basically told his kid, bro, I don't really have to explain this.
Bro, go ahead.
Then he threw his kid off the roof, and the kid did not fly.
At all.
He was so frustrated with him. He was like, nigga, just fly. I don't, why you don't get this? He was so frustrated.
Great show.
It is a great show.
So, man, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'm going to be invisible since you can just choose when you want to be invisible. That's fine. I'll do that.
Okay, invisible. Okay. And Pat, you said invisible too?
Invisibility.
You should choose. You have any?
What
you broke up a little bit in there, but that just lets me know we didn't need to hear it. Kev, what did you say?
Internet was like, no.
Enough questions from you.
Internet won't let me be
the
great.
Internet knew ahead of time this ain't gonna work, so let me just save them.
No.
Let's just save everybody some time. I'm gonna chop this up for you.
What if there's like somebody inside that's actually working the internet and like she started talking? They were like,
not again.
Hit my two, shut it down.
Whatever, guys. Kev looks like a clit.
It's just like that. She's back, ladies and gentlemen. I love Meg Scoop. She's the best person here.
Yo.
Hey, Kev, I will say I didn't hate the blue suit.
Everybody liked the blue suit, man.
The blue suit was
like,
nice.
I didn't like it on you, but the suit itself was okay.
He didn't hate the suit on the hanger.
But yeah, on the hanger, I was like when I saw it, I was like, I could pull that off. It was what it is. But I was like,
it was a good concept suit.
Yeah. The idea of it was fantastic.
Okay, that suit right there is not bad. But yeah, on somebody else that like styled it better, like it'll be.
It was a joke, guys. I wasn't wearing them for real.
Yeah, you were.
Was I?
Yes.
I was trying to test a few out and see how the audience reacted to
it. All serious guys, but he was just like, I'm silly, right? Oh, do you
what
like
about this one, guy? No, okay. He turned the camera off. He was like, they don't like any of them.
Turn all of them. Return them all.
Kev, what did you go with?
Invisible, baby.
Okay, Keenan?
Invisible.
And Keon?
Invisible.
Okay. I'm going to go with strength. All right. Well, that has been another episode of Squadcast Versus. Y'all make sure y'all check out our lovely guests. We had Keon on this thing, Keon Poli. Y'all check out all of his shows and his Instagram. It'll be in the description, as well as Kenan Baker, another amazing comedian. You check out all his socials to be in the description as well. Thank y'all for watching. We'll see y'all next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace.
Peace.
Hi, guys.
Hey, okay.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.